Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. We're in the middle of a two-hour special honoring the great cantor Moshe Stern. In a few minutes, I'll be playing an interview that I recorded just a few days ago, last Thursday, in Yerushalayim. And for those of you who are listening through Nachum Siegel's program, I point out to you that if you want to hear the entire two-hour special concerning the great cantor Moshe Stern, just go to the archive, and you'll be able to hear the first hour that you missed. In the meantime, I just want to inform you of certain upcoming events. I am so pleased to have Cantor Joel Kaplan of Congregation Beth Shalom, and he is a past president of the Cantorial Council of America. We have a couple of things to discuss. Joel, the concert is just Wednesday evening.
Yes, it is. We just finished our last choir rehearsal, and I must tell you, they sounded fantastic. I don't want to give them an eye in horror, you know.
Well, I've always enjoyed them. They seem to have so much fun singing together, and I'm jealous that you have such a lovely choir.
Yes. And also, let's not forget that we have the great Chazan Yitzhak Meir Helfgott. And this year, we've flown in the great Chazan Binyamin Mullah from Antwerp.
Right.
And I would say a rising young star, but he's already a star. Cantor Chaim David Burson, who's in the Jewish Center in Manhattan.
Okay.
Myself.
Yes, Cantor Joel Kaplan.
Right, and Cantor Gildar at the piano.
The best.
Cantor Eric Freeman conducting the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my son in the choir and my daughter as the accompanist of the choir.
I love it. So it's this Wednesday, June 15th at 7:45 p.m. at Congregation Beth Shalom in Lawrence, Long Island. Now, what number should they call? Are there some tickets still available?
Yes. In fact, it was funny. It's 10 o'clock. Someone just came by to pick up tickets.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't say you can come any hour of the day or night, but call 516-569-3600. And there is a collation afterwards, and we're so proud that the performances are co-sponsored by Linda and Ben Brofman, in memory of his parents, Solomon and Rose Brofman.
Right.
And also Dr. Sherry and Joel Wiener are co-sponsoring in memory of her father, Coleman Stoyer.
Well, those collations are also something to remember. So it's a wonderful, wonderful evening of Chazanis. I know a lot of the Mevinim who I know are looking forward to it, and I'm bringing my friend Mickey Weinberger to the event. So it's something that we all look forward to. So there may be a few tickets left. 516-569-3600.
3600, right.
Yes, it's Congregation Beth Shalom in Lawrence. Very, very easily reached.
And one other point, besides the great Chazanis pieces that Chazan Helfgott and Chazan Muller sing, there is some variety.
Uh-huh.
And those people who may not want to hear, you know, 10 pieces of Havi Chazonis, as we say,
yes,
will be able to hear a great variety of pieces.
That's great. Yes. This is what the public will.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's great. And now you have another event coming up July 4th weekend.
Yes, we do. The CCA convention. It's at Kutcher's. And it looks to be a fantastic convention for a few reasons. One is we have a great honoree at our dinner, and I'd like to invite everyone to call 212-960-5353, the CCA offices, so they could be there to honor the great Charlie Bernhout, who's receiving an award from us that night. And not only that, Charlie, I feel like your publicist, but it's on my pleasure. But Monday night, Charlie is going to do a combination show of his comedy. I could tell people, right, Charlie?
Of course, of course.
Yeah, and his music show. And I never heard it, believe it or not, and I am so looking forward to that for Monday night at the convention.
It's
212-960-5353.
Well, I now, am
besides,
just...
Yes, yeah.
Go ahead, because I'm so excited about the what you're going to say.
It's a Shabbos Chazanut, so you have three great Chazanim who are going to sing, who are going to daven, and it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You're talking about Hallel also.
Mm-hmm.
The great Chazan Pinchas Cohen, the great Chazan Yanki Lemmer,
yep,
and Chazan Moshe Shur from Montreal.
Wow. Yes.
And accompanied by the Maccabees.
Aha.
And they're going to do a show... Saturday night, the Maccabees.
Okay.
And Sunday, I mean, this is like, you can't ask for anything better. A Chazanis concert, again, featuring Pinchas Cohen, Yanki Lemmer, Moshe Shur, and Zevi Muller.
Wow, I am so looking forward to that weekend. Oh, it's great.
And you know what, Charlie, that's not even the convention sessions. The convention sessions are great sessions with Cantor Bernard Beer, Sherwood Goffin, Kaza Malavani, some voice sessions with Daryl Lauer, Rabbi Goldwasser will be speaking. I mean, if you want to spend July 4th weekend, it's a fantastic experience.
Now, is there a website that people can refer to get information also?
Well, you could call Kutcher's for Shabbos to make reservations for Shabbos, and that's 845-794-6000. Be sure to say you heard it on Charlie's show. And if you're coming for the convention itself, then call CCA at 212-960-5353.
Okay, Chazan Kaplan, we will be making this announcement certainly in the forthcoming programs, and I'm just so excited about it, and I'm very pleased to accept the honor. I really feel very proud of, and I want to thank you and the Cantorial Council for the honor.
It's our pleasure. Look, when it comes to someone who cares lishma, who only cares about the profession of chazanis and listening to chazanis without any other agenda or ulterior motives, the one name that comes to the fore is Charlie Bernhardt.
Well, thank you so much.
And we are in the Cantorate, I think that's the way to pronounce it, are very appreciative to you.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, so I look forward to seeing you Wednesday evening. I'm sure it'll be another great success.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Okay, Erev Tov.
Take care.
Shalom.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Okay. It's going to be very interesting, if I do say so myself. Okay, so that is going to be a wonderful weekend. I look forward to seeing many of you to be immersed in great chazanis. Yanki Lemmer, Zevi Muller, Moshe Shur, Pinchas Cohen, and others. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay, as I mentioned, program is featured because of this interview that I had with Moshe Stern just a few days ago in Yerushalayim. So let's hear what I felt was a very interesting conversation that we had. I am here in Jerusalem, and it is Thursday, and it is...
The 9th, I think.
The 9th of June, and God be willing, I'll be playing this this coming Monday evening on my show. I'm so proud and so pleased to have with me the wonderful, great cantor, Moshe Stern, and we're going to have a discussion about Chazanis, about his life, and some thoughts that he has about the present and the future of Chazanis. Boker Tov.
Boker Tov, Charlie. How are you?
Okay.
You look wonderful. I see you enjoy our holy land here.
For sure. Yeah. We come to give chizuk, but we get chizuk. We go home all fired up.
Of course. I don't know where should I start, but let's go back. I was born in Budapest, in Hungary. Survived the ghetto, Budapest ghetto. I was a youngster, 9-10 years old at that time. And after the liberation, we had the communist era after us. So anyway, I was a wonder boy, really a wonder kid. I appeared already in radio shows and concerts and so forth. You see, I'm coming from a dynasty of Chazonim. My late father, Rav Shalom, was a great Chazonim. All my brothers were Chazonim. All my uncles were Chazonim. My grandfather,
Rav Shalom. In Hungary?
Yeah, all in Hungary, yeah. Actually, we descend of the Remo back, which was a Polish, not Hungarian, but still. But me, my ancestors were already born in Hungary, and then I went to yeshivas in Hungary as a kid, and then we came on Aliyah in 1950 when I was almost 15 years old, and the. Then I continued my studies in yeshivas here in Chasam Sofer, the famous yeshiva in Erloy and Chibin. And I grew up actually in yeshivas. But then later on I started my Chazonish career. I was already 19 years old when I got my first prestigious job in the Great Synagogue of Rehovot. Okay. I was already was there for about 3 years. And then the Heichal Shlomo was built, and then I started in Heichal Shlomo from the first day. It was really? Built, the shul, everything. From there, after 6 years, they called me to South Africa, and I got the position in the Central Orthodox Synagogue in Johannesburg, where I was also officiating for about 6 years. Then I came went on a concert tour to the United States and England. And I had a Mayrev concert in Borough Park in the 11th Avenue Shul. That was about 8-9 months after Moshe Gusevitsky Rav Shalom passed away. The whole committee was there. It was a Mayrev concert. You mean the first you have a Mayrev, right. And then you have the concert part of the second half. And the whole committee was there. And then all the great Chazonim at that time, including David Kusevitsky, Vigoda, Genchov, Malavsky, I mean, all the big names came to listen to this youngster, you know. Baruch Hashem, I had a very, very, very great success there. And immediately after the concert, the committee of Bet El came to me. We would like to have you as your cousin. And I said, look, I'm still committed to my shul in South Africa, but... for next year, we can talk. And that's what it was. A year later, I accepted the call from Bet El and started Bet El. I was there about 10 years. My best years in my career, of course, you know, to follow Moshe Kusevitsky. That was... Then we decided after 10 years, well, it's time to go home to Israel. And we decided we are going back. And I took only a Rosh Hashem Kippur position in South America, in Brazil, in yes. São Paulo. They had it was a country club, but they had about four different minyanim. I had the main minyan with 1,000 people. They were
really?
Dominating the
Shonen. Wow.
And they had another minyan, a youth minyan. There were about 2,000 people. This club had 32,000 members. 32,000 members.
Jews?
Of course. This is the largest Jewish country club in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it still in existence?
Yes, sure.
Wow.
I was officiating there for 24 years. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Do you speak Spanish?
Not Spanish. They speak Portuguese. I understand a little.
Portuguese, okay.
For the few weeks I was there, you know, it's... anyway, and in between, of course, we lived in Israel, and I was free. I was a freelance cantor. I was traveling all over the world and so forth. Until we decided that Brazil, the shul became too liberal. So I said that I can't continue here anymore. So I stopped, and in almost the same year, and I got a position in Chicago at the Loop Synagogue, the beautiful shul, great acoustics. And since then, you know, it's for the last 10 years now, I'm officiating the Rosh Hashanah Kippur with a beautiful professional choir with all opera singers that I take from here, you know, with 8 men professional and the conductor, Menashe Levaran, who's a very well-known personality. And yes, we are continuing. Now what I'm...
You're going to be there this...
Sure, Mirz Hashem, of course. And you know, in my free time, what I'm doing, I'm sure you would ask me what I'm doing now. I compose. I compose all my time. What I have is I dedicate myself composing new liturgical music. As a matter of fact, I'm working now on my first book that I'm going to give out. That will be a service for Shabbat morning, the first volume, Shabbat morning, for cantor and choir. It's all new compositions. Everything is new. And this is what I'm working now to, making the finishing touch, you know, under the book. And I'm quite busy with that, you know. And otherwise, I have nachas from my children, from my grandchildren, from my great-grandchildren. Can I know her? So that's how we are passing our time.
Right, and yeah. You have children in Muncie.
I have a daughter in Muncie, of course, and I also a son in the Wesley Hills, which is at the border of Muncie. Both of them have children, 6 children. My daughter, my son as well, and I have a daughter living here in Jerusalem, the only one who lives actually in Israel. But this is a Mechai because she lives just across from our building, you know. So I see the grandchildren, great. The great-grandchildren all the time. So Nachas, really. And I have one daughter in Antwerp, in Belgium, also with family. And Baruch Hashem, we have Nachas.
That's so wonderful. I first met you in, it was 1992 or 93, in New Jersey, when I ran in New Brunswick.
I remember. We knew each other much before. This is 1992. Before that.
It's always been my honor to be able to know you, and to appreciate you. You know, you're rare in so many ways because one of the things, and of course I'm not educated, but musically, but your improvisation is one of the things that has always stood out.
Because this is actually, you see, I don't sing a other composition. I mean, sometimes from Rosenblatt, I think might be a piece or two, which is, I was actually brought up on Rosenblatt because I was already a kid when I sing the Atenor, Azoron, Rachamech. I was 11 years old. I sang in the hall of the Music Academy in Budapest before 3,000 people. And but otherwise, you see, I learned all the chazanos from my father, Olam HaShalom, who was a great chazan, was a great composer. And what I do is at the filah, I improvise on the spot. That's how things were born and created, you know, and later on, from remembering, you know, I put it down under the, you see, on notes, and that's how many of my stuff. And many of my compositions are sung by all the greatest chazonim. There's one composition that I wrote about 10 years ago. It's called Ezra Tavoteinu.
Oh, yes.
Ezra Tavoteinu, there is no Shabbat chazanot in the whole world. You know, they don't sing that piece. And I want to tell you something else, which is much more interesting. Someone calls me up about it a month ago. A Belzer chosid from the Belz. Listen, our Rebbe, the Belzer Rebbe, heard from a disc your composition, Ezra Tavoteinu. And we had to learn. We have a choir in the yeshiva. And we have a choir. We had to study and learn that composition of yours. And that every Motzei Shabbat at Malave Malka, we have to sing that piece.
Wow.
You know? And he sent me a video. He sent me a video of the, yes. the Hasidim, and the Rebbe sits there, you know, and he's enjoying it.
Oh,
and
wow.
read them. You know, so this is really...
We have to put that on, we have to put that on YouTube.
And best, I can't. Oh, okay, they won't agree. I wish I could, but they won't agree. Oh, so this is it, which is, I'm very proud of that.
Yes.
But other compositions are sung, and I'm really very, very proud that I'd be able to teach people, you know, the Chazones. As a matter of fact, we have a Chazonim school in Ramat Gan, the main Chazonim school in Ramat Gan, which is Eli Yaffe and Dr. Solar, the musical directors.
Okay.
And we have teachers like and Klang, and it's a very high level. And I'm the president of the school.
Uh-huh.
And coming back to Chazones, you know, frankly, I don't see any real future in Chazones. When I'm saying Chazones, I mean a chazan in a shul. You know? Concerts will be gone all the time, but that's not the purpose, you know. And then many talents, young talents coming to me, and I should listen to them, and really they want to become Chazonim, and then they pay for voice lessons, you know, just to develop themselves. So I'm telling them, frankly, look, you are a Haredi boy, right? So what are you looking for? I mean, first of all, there is no Orthodox positions at all that they engage Chazonim these days. Not all over the world, the same thing. Nothing, even in Israel. In Israel, maybe you have 4 or 5 shuls that they have yearly chazonim with yearly positions.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So what are you studying for? If you make it as a hobby, okay, I'm not against it. It's fine. But if you have in mind, you know, to be one day a chazan or a famous chazan and to have parnosa from it, you know, I mean, forget it. That will never happen, at least not for the next few years. I don't know what will be after, but today, this is the situation. I'm very, very, really sorry and sad to tell this. Because Chazones is all my life, and I dedicated my life to Chazones, you know. And I don't know where it's going. I mean, I'm not talking about... We have concerts here with Dr. Sobol, you know.
Sure, I was there last Wednesday.
He fills up, they have Echalat Armut.
Yes, you know, I was there last Wednesday.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
But this is not, I mean, this is not the purpose.
No.
I want to see the Chazonim in shuls,
right.
not in hotels, not in cruises, you know, you're not in anywhere.
Sure.
The Chazon has to be, you know, in shul, and I want them to see in the Omer and davening every Shabbos or second Shabbos or once a month.
Yes.
This is the purpose. And I cannot see any future in this. I'm sorry.
I ran a concert earlier this year. It was 3 young Chazanim, Yanki Lemmer, Zevi Muller, who is the nephew of Binyamin Muller,
mm-hmm.
and Shimi Miller, who is
Ben Zimor.
I formed the cantorial trio. And they were wonderful. And at the concert, what I told the audience, I said, look, I understand that the shuls are not going to hire a chazan full-time, yearly. I said, but if every shul would bring in once or twice a year, even just once or twice a year for Shabbat Chazanut, a weekend where they would hire a chazan from beginning to end, with all the shuls, if you have 300 or 400 shuls, and they would do twice a year, that's 600 Shabbat at least it would be something, you know, that we have to encourage this. But even the shuls, it's very difficult even to get them once a year or twice a year. I'm not talking about...
I want to tell you that many famous chazonim, I don't want to mention names, that last year and 2 years ago didn't have a position for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'm talking about United States. You know, it's very difficult today. It's really
yes.
very difficult today. The only shuls, even the conservative movement, you know, they normally, you know, they give a good parnose for a chazan, but you have to do, of course, other things as well, to teach bar mitzvahs, not mitzvahs, and bikur cholim, and levayas.
Right.
Well, they give a good parnose for a chazan, but all these talents, you know, they are haredim, you know, they won't go to take up a position in the movement.
Yes.
So that's why there is nothing to look out for in to give concerts, you know, fine, once, twice, five times a year, six times a year. So what? I mean, that is not panosa. You won't make a panosa from this. Right? It's just good to satisfy those who still, you know, they love the chazones, and they really like it. That's fine. But I want, as I told you before, I want to see a chazen in shul.
Right.
This is the main thing.
What I have found, Moshe, is that it's also an educational process, because a lot of people have never really heard the real thing.
And we have another problem, you see. Actually, I don't know whose fault is it, of the Chazonim or the Mispalelim, but this is a different world today. Everything is instant. Everything is fast, you know. Not like 100 years ago, you know, if you wanted to have a little pleasure, so you went to the shul, listened to the chazon. In our world, you know, when you have the 200 channels on TV and other possibilities of entertainment, I mean, it's a different. Everything is instant. And even in shul, when you go into shul, I mean, if the chazon starts to behave, I'm sorry to tell you, there are nudniks, you know, in chazonim also, and they drag out the tefillah, you know, I mean, it takes hours and hours. People just don't have the patience to sit that many hours. I'm talking about if the chazon would be a yearly chazon position. He couldn't daven till 12 or even 11:30. He would have to finish. When I started in Echal Shlomo in 1958, Dr. Jeffy, the father of Zali and Eli Yaffe, of course, he was actually the he built Echal Shlomo and also Beit HaKnesset HaGadol as well. We had a policy. We had to finish the davening 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I was davening every Shabbos, every Friday and every Shabbos, you know. So if you daven every Shabbos, you know, you cannot drag out the tefillahs. So we had a beautiful choir with the children and everything. So we had this singing Shachris two pieces and a Musaf two pieces, and that was it, and everyone was satisfied, you know. And the next Shabbos we did something else, but we never went over the limit, you know, of that. It was fine. And now, actually, what we should do now in our world, it should be the same thing. You don't have to sing every piece. You don't. I mean, it's not every. If you daven every Shabbos, it is impossible.
Yes.
I don't say if you have a Shabbat Chazanut, of course, people come for this special reason that they want to hear and hear and hear. But I'm talking about it in a yearly basis, when if you have a position for the whole year, you cannot drag out the tefillah till 12 o'clock or 11:30 or till even 11, okay? So that's why the Chazonim, first of all, have to learn, you know, not to be a nudenik and to plan your davening accordingly, you know, every Shabbos. But it also, Al Chazonim, they sing a lot, but they didn't say anything. You know, which means it's not the quantity that matters. It's the quality.
Sure.
You know, you can sell yourself in one piece, and they will remember it. You know, for years.
If there's the Shoma there.
And you can then 10 pieces, and it just you won't remember anything from the davening, because you cannot pinpoint on what number of that was, because you know it's so many that you cannot.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I always, you know, I said it's the quality is the main thing, and not the quantity of what you are singing. So we have to compromise, you know, you have to educate the mispalelim as well. You have to be patient also itself. That's why you have to make the tefillahs interesting, you know, not to. It has to be a very versatile a program on the tefillah, you know.
Yes.
It shouldn't be a monotonic or something. Just and I think. But still, that doesn't solve the problem of being a chazen a whole year or of a yearly position.
Now you have students at your school.
We have their students.
Now, what do you tell? I mean, they are coming.
I'm saying is that the cantorial schools, you know, for me it is good for one person to preserve the nusach.
Okay.
Nusach HaTfilah, because what's going on today, you know, in as far as Nusach is concerned, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's Karlibach Shabbosim, it's Nusach Karlibach. Karlibach didn't write a Nusach. We have a Nusach Misinai, you know. But Kalik was a wonderful composer. He has a wonderful, beautiful Nigunim, but it's not, has not, nothing to do with the service in Shul. Nothing to do with the Nusach. It's a completely different thing. Nusach is Misinai. This is what you have to learn. And today, you know, everything, all the Nigunim of Karlibach and other Hasidic composers, and they put it in the tefillah, has no shaykhes. I don't say you have... communal singing in davening is very important. In all my composition that I write, there is always a part of for the community, for the mispalim, to sing along. You know, because this is important, but it's always in the frame of the Nusach. Always in the frame of the Nusach. Nothing, something completely strange, from strange music that was brought in, you know, from the...
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It's fine. You have to give the tzibur for the mispalim to sing along, something nigunim, that's great, but has to be always in the frame of our Nusach and nothing else. And so forth. Because of that, you know, I'm saying to the students that you learn here shtikl chazones, I mean, this is fine, but that's not the future. I want you to learn our Nusach, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, from Shabbos, from every day, for a Shabbos Minche, whatever exists, you know, you have to know that. And if the purpose is only that, just for that, exists a Chazonish school, Dayenu, is fine. But Chazonim is the same thing. Well, you'll finish after 3-4 years, and then what? It's the same story again. Where are you going now? You to wait for a concert in Echalat Tarbut in Tel Aviv, or maybe overseas, something?
No.
This is the situation, unfortunately.
With your children or grandchildren, are any of them are we going to continue the stern tradition?
Unfortunately, my son is very musical, has a beautiful voice, but from the beginning, you know, he told me, Abba, look, if I'll be a chazen, if I'll be a good chazen, a big chazen, they will always compare me to you. Honest. Well, he's good, fine, but he's not, you know, like his father. But uh-huh. What do you know? Moshe Kusilevsky, the same story with his son Alexander. You know, he was a chazen. And he was complaining all the time, they always compare me to my father. I cannot be like my father. So my son says, look, I don't need it. I don't want to be a chazen. It's fine, he has smicha, he learns, yeshivas, everything is fine. He's very musical, beautiful voice. The grandchildren, they already show signs, you know,
okay.
That they even that they some of them like chazones, which is a very big thing to them. So I hope we'll see him, yes, Hashem.
Oh, well. Well, Moshe, I'm so pleased that you took the time to share these thoughts with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And it's so good to see you. You know, people are always asking me, where is Moshe? And I knew you were in Israel, and I heard that you did the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur services in Chicago. But it's so nice to know that you'll be there this year, and God be willing, many more years to come.
Yes, Hashem. Sein gesund. I mean, the main thing, we should be healthy, that's the first health. And yes. Baruch Hashem, I feel fine. I'm saying I am better now than I was 20, 30 years ago. I'm really, voice-wise. Yes, really. Not because I want to be remembered, really, you know, that when I was really on top, and they said, well, at once he was good, but today, no. Actually, for the last few years, I came back, really.
Well, we'll have to do something about that and bring you back to the States.
Well, yes, Hashem, it will be something special. I'll be very happy. I'll be very happy.
You know, hope springs eternal. Benny and I did some interesting things for Chazanes. You were with us much of what we did. And people keep coming up to me and to Benny and want to know. I mean, there is the interest there. Of course, it's not the whole world. It's a very small, dedicated group of people. Mm-hmm. And something has to be done.
Okay. Fine. It was really a pleasure to see you. You look wonderful. Really?
Okay.
I didn't see you quite a few years.
Yes.
And Yes, Hashem. Really, I'm looking forward to meet you again on happy occasions.
For sure. And, of course, we're here in Israel and there are problems, but we have to have faith, because if we didn't have faith, there's no sense to it all.
Well, unfortunately, we always have problems here, and then we only pray, you know, all the time that we should have peace.
So this is going to be played this coming Monday night when I return, and I will be getting from you a few of your selections that you want me to play, and I'll be sharing them with the audience.
You know what? Maybe I have an idea. I have from Sliches, from the last Sliches in Chicago, a few things. Maybe I'll take one or two pieces that was recorded actually by the Tfilah in Slichot in Chicago.
Okay.
And some other...
Okay, wonderful. Thanks again, and it's such a pleasure and an honor.
Likewise. Happy to see you.
Okay.
And my best wishes to all your listeners all over the world.
Thank you.
Well, that was Chazen Moshe Stern, and as you heard in the discussion, he composed Ezras Avotenu. So let's hear that wonderful piece as sung by Cantor Stern.
Wait a minute.
Le amor,
you can tell, that was from a live concert, and that's the magnificent selection that was written and performed by the great cantor Moshe Stern. And this is Charlie Byrne, hoping that you're enjoying this special to the great cantor Moshe Stern. Continuing now with a classic, this is Hamaavir Bonov.
Oh!
Let's hear one more closing selection. This will be Akavya ben Mahalalel. And it's fitting to hear this last selection of this two-hour special of Cantor Moshe Stern.
Akavya ben Mahalalel Takel bishlai shodevorim v'yein v'yein matovo v'yein v'yein matovo lidei lidei averu Akavya ben Mahalalel Oemer Yisetakel bishloi shodevorim v'yein atovo lidei aveiro Da meyayin boso Uleyan atovo Oh,
Moshe Stern. I hope you enjoyed these the special 2 hours of dedicated to the great Moshe Stern. It was just so exciting to be with him Thursday morning in Yerushalayim and to see him. He looks great, and I'm sure we'll hear more from the great Moshe Stern. I remind you that I interviewed Naftali Herstik, Chazan Herstik, on Friday. And next week or two, I'll be doing a special on Naftali Herstik and family. Again, it's good to be back. Although I went to Israel to give chizuk to our many friends who are, let's just say, on the firing line, those who were expelled from Gush Katif and those who are in the so-called settlements. They are the true pioneers of Israel. They gave me chizuk. And I'm ready. I'm all fired up. It's a little late right now. I'm still a little bit trying to get back to the regular time, but I'll be fine. And I look forward to seeing you at the concert Wednesday evening at Beth Shalom, and also having you join me again next Monday evening. Shalom, everyone.